Welcome back to Movies from the Mausoleum. Next up, The Descent, a film that went under the radar, I felt, when it came out in 2005. A film that had a lot going for it in the 2000s, the early 2000s, or mid-2000s, excuse me. People have seen this film and they have also compared it to the movie Alien on how much it really terrified them. But before we get into that, it was directed by Neil Marshall. Now, Neil Marshall has done also another favorite film of mine, another underrated werewolf film that we may talk about in the future, called Dog Soldiers, that had an amazing cast within it as well. Now, our story begins with a bunch of friends who are whitewater rafting, and one of them, Holly, her husband's with them, and she has a child. Now, they were in a terrible car accident which claimed both Holly's husband and her child. She was never able to really get over the trauma. So her group of friends get back together, all planned by her other friend, Juno, which they have a bit of a rocky relationship with because Juno has a bit of an ego. So when Juno decides to go spelunking, they all seem to, you know, be in on it. But what Juno didn't tell them is that this isn't the same cave system that has been, you know, teased at within, like, you know, from a book that she has with her. And as they begin to descend in there, problems begin right away. There's a collapse in the cave system. They have to keep going forward. And Holly says that she keeps seeing someone in the dark. She doesn't know who it is, but she says there's someone there. And then it's revealed to us that they are these dark-dwelling beasts, crawlers, as they're called in the film. They're pale skin, blind, but they look bat-like, almost, but humanoid bat-like. They don't have wings, they have fangs, they have ears, and they're actually very unsettling when you see them, because what makes it so scary is that you can't see them half the time. You can hear them, but you cannot see them that much. They even make like little clicking sounds and everything. Now, this has some like great gore in this film. Or like, you know, just like practical effects with like the blood and everything from like throats being ripped out to even some of the monsters getting like, you know, beaten up by the girls. They're not going down quietly. Like, you know, these women got like, you know, their climbing gear they're using as a weapon against these things. And that's probably the best, you know, thing I've ever seen happen in a horror film when you use the tools that you have with you to fight the evil monsters. Now, the most scariest moment in this film for me, and it still gets me to this day, has to be when they're all in this open area, and one of them has like the night vision turned on with the camera. They're all calling out, the camera's panning back and forth, very classic, but then all of a sudden it cuts behind to one of the girls, and you see the crawler standing behind one of them. Absolutely terrifying, but as soon as everyone else sees it, it disappears into the dark and crawls away. So, if you want to watch Descent, I recommend it. However, if you're very prone to claustrophobia and all that, this film may drive your anxiety up a little bit, but it is great for an addition to the horror collection.